Hallelujah. 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 Clap your hands for you people. Clap your hands for you people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Give God thanks. Lift your hands and give God thanks. It's getting deeper, getting hotter. It's crunch time. Open your mouth and give Him thanks. Say, we thank you for your goodness. Say, we thank you for your mercy. One more time, say, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Open your mouth and give Him thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank Him for His favor. Thank you for His love. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, we enter His gate with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Lift up your voice and thank Him. For the Lord is good, for His mercy endures forever. Psalm 100, verse 4. The Message translation says, enter with the password. Thank you. Thank you. We come in with thanksgiving. As individuals, thank you. As our families, thank you. As Nigeria, thank you. On behalf of the nations of the earth, thank you. Thank you, Lord. When we think of your goodness, we shout hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hope you know we are not trying to kill time. Thanksgiving is the key to His presence. We enter with thanksgiving. We are not wasting time to do the important thing. This is the important thing. We give you thanks. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for unseen mercy. The mercy that you did not know that you got. The arrows that you did not know that were sent. The enchantments you did not know that were made. The peace you did not know that were gone. The storms you never knew you went through. Father, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your salvation. Many times we don't value it. We don't thank Him enough that He died for us, that He took our place. And because of that sacrifice, we can stand tonight. and sing praise and dance. Because somebody paid the price. Thank you. When the enemies came, when my enemies and my foes came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Makaya baba la shada makete. Reba pala sane mena. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody tag me on something. On something on that was put on Twitter today. And I've heard that before. That during election periods like this, that people literally rent helicopters and private jets and put enchanters, marabas, and people who fly over the cities and just release enchantment. It's true. Amen. But when we gather tonight, we're going to release our own. Our praise goes out as a fragrance, and like Dulcie says, it turns to fire. Can you open your mouth and begin to release praise into the atmosphere? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Every time we shout hallelujah, we sanitize the atmosphere. We damp the demonic network by God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Hey. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Open your mouth and release some praise. The Bible says His name is as ointment. His name is as ointment poured forth, poured out. Therefore the virgins love Him. When you put His name in your mouth and release it, you are releasing a balm, an ointment. You are cleansing the atmosphere. Can we release a climate over Nigeria? Jesus. Yeshua. Hamashiach. Also, when you speak in tongues out loud, the Bible says we speak mysteries. Kepaya la bante la boria. Ayabarada tekapaya. Ente la bante kalubarada. Somebody roar. Amos 3 verse 8. Yala bante le manaya. The lion has roared, who will not hear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Somebody prophesy, light. Ete payana na salene. Meyaya bala salaba. That's right. That's right. That's right. If you ask security experts, they'll tell you, we're trying to build up to something, amen. These last few days, today is 14, to the last day, will be intense, say intense. If you ask security experts, they'll tell you, there are certain places you go to with your phones, and because of the sensitivity of the environment, they will jam the network. You cannot communicate. Can we jam the demonic network tonight? Can you jam demonic network in the world? There is no enchantment. There is no divination. When you pray in tongues, you confuse the enemy. When we pray, we confound the enemy. Wherever you are around the world, open your mouth and release. Praise into the atmosphere. Aya baba katala man tele mae. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight you have to sing like a warrior tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Daniel 2:21. By the way, let me just announce that tomorrow night we'll have Apostle Selman and we will have Minister Mercy Chinwo and yours truly and the team ministry. I believe that Apostle Selman coming is not a mistake. His name is Joshua. Joshua. It took Joshua to take the children of Israel to the promised land. Let's read. One to go. And he changed it. Let's go from verse 20. Let's have a context. One to go. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Can we give God thanks, the one who changes seasons? We are trusting that he would change and shift Nigeria's season by supernatural decree. Give him thanks. You've got times and seasons in your hands while we give thanks. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the star you are. You have chosen to call me your own. You've got time and a season in your hands. Nigeria season and a season. You can call for light out of the darkness. You don't need a man, a political party, to be the God you are. Don't put God in a box, Nigeria. What you have chosen to call on your own. One more time, let's sing that song. You've got time and season in your hands. Father, tonight we cry out for mercy. You come for light and darkness. Hey.
You don't need a man to be the light you are.
Hey.
You have chosen
to call. Thank the anointing of our God.
You are
the living God.
You are God. From beginning to the end.
There is no place for
our human.
My God,
black you
God.
Are God all by yourself.
Hey, you are the living God.
You are God.
Hey,
from beginning.
There's no place.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
I had a sense to sing this song while I was meditating before this meeting. And just singing it right now, I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit just tearing my heart up. So we may stay on this song quite a bit. But we will praise, and then at some point, we will cry out for mercy for our lives and for our nation. I want you to sing this song with such conviction in your heart. Sing it to Him. Declare it over your situation. Declare it over the nation.
You are God from beginning.
There's no place.
There is no place for argument.
You are God all
by yourself.
You've got time. You've got time.
You've got time. There's Jesus in your hand.
Oh, you come for light
out of
that
bed.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man
to be the God
you are.
Hey.
But you have chosen.
One more time, you've got time. You've got time.
You've got time. And Jesus in your hand.
You called for light.
You called for light.
Light
out of darkness.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man.
Hey.
To be the God you are.
Hey.
You are
chosen. To
call me. Your own.
Take it higher. Oh, you've got time.
You've got time. Jesus in your hand.
You call for life.
You call for life. Out of darkness.
Hey.
You don't need a man
to be the God you are. Oh, oh, oh.
But you have chosen. Call.
You are
God from beginning.
God that we used to play, please lift your voice. And we just praise and worship you. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has been praise the Lord. All power belongs to you.
All power
to you. or playing God in our nation. Maybe they say over a dead body. Or maybe they become a nuisance in your life. Pulling some strings, blocking your way, just playing God. I want you to remind them.
All power,
my God. The Lord has not spoken. Who is he? Who is he that said, and it comes to pass when my word has not spoken? Let me remind them. All power belongs to Jehovah alone. All the power belongs to you. Take it to heaven.
All power.
Said to you, there's nothing they can do. We have tried everything, and this is beyond our power. Tell them, thank you, well done. But remind them, say,
all power belongs to you,
all wisdom belongs. Say, all power. The children of Israel will not go. God sent plagues. 9 plagues. He was still stubborn. But he forgot one thing.
Hey,
sitting on your advancement, are there principalities and powers enforcing a bondage in your life? I came to announce this morning,
hey, your power
for people who think that they own Nigeria. They think Nigeria is their possession. But let me remind them,
hey, God power.
This is why.
Let's go back in time.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Thank you.
come down. Every high thing.
Every high thing.
Every high thing.
Every mountain.
Every mountain.
Every mountain.
Every pharaoh.
Every sickness.
Every cancer.
Every high thing.
Every sickness.
Every devil.
Every darkness.
Every darkness.
As we lift our voice in
prayer,
as we raise to God today, as we sing this song today,
as the
enemy will bow, now let's declare goodness. My Lord, you are good. My Lord.
Jesus.
Things will begin to happen. Father, whatever needs to fly out from the body, let them fly out. Whatever needs to be repaired in the life of your children, let them be repaired. As we chant this name, let angels go to war. We release angels in Nigeria. Let the blood of Jesus begin to work. Let his name begin to spread. We release this name right now. Let miracles, signs, and wonders be released in the next 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus. bothering them. Let every prison doors be open. Every prison doors be open. Let the captives be set free now. Captives be set free now. Sick be healed right now. Arthritis be healed right now. Meningitis be healed right now. Let cancer disappear now. Let evil spirits disappear now. Demons disappear now. Livers be healed right now. Kidneys be healed right now. My great headache be healed right now. Cardiovascular diseases be healed. Blood diseases be healed right now. We release breakthrough. We release breakthrough. We release favor. Nigeria, rise and shine. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and release the decree. A dear minister friend called me, had a video call. I'm sure she's watching now, to share her testimony. You know, I think we shared a prophetic word to her, and then she showed me the testimony. And I said, I'm going to stand on that testimony to prophesy. Everyone who's believing God for marital settlement, lift your hands. In this anointing, for the name of Jesus is anointing. His name is anointing. In this anointing, we release your people to their marital destinies now. We release kingdom marriages. Marriages made in heaven. Let it happen quickly. It shall happen quickly. The Lord will hasten to perform it. We release children right now. We release jobs right now. We release breakthroughs right now. We lift God's people to their next level. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We sanitize Nigeria's atmosphere with that name, Jesus. We push back the darkness. We break the cover of darkness. We pierce the darkness in our home. I keep seeing an image of some wickedness, some family wickedness. Some principality, some baba or some mama somewhere who has become like a god and decided that a particular family will not go on. If they shall not repent, we uproot them from this life. If those that will not let you rest, we lay them to rest. You will hear a news from the village. Can I prophesy? I serve a God who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers. Amos 3:8. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In our nation, Nigeria, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the families represented, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let wickedness in workplaces against God's people come to an end. They shall surely gather, but not by me, says the Lord. Those who have gathered against you, right now we scatter them. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate thee flee before thee. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, let the wicked perish at the presence of God. In the name of Jesus, tonight we execute the judgment that was once written by reason of our high praises through the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Can we get on our knees very quickly? I saw this picture on behalf of our nation. We're going to pray for Nigeria. Get me my PVC. Nigeria is at the crossroads. First, we are going to repent on behalf of the church. Repent on behalf of Nigerians.
and ask the blood to cleanse us, and then we will cry out for mercy again. Remember what I always say, when you are right, you do what? When you are wrong, you do what? When you are not sure, you do what? We're going to repent. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people find something that's like a point of contact, mine is my voter's card. It can be your passport. If my people, now if you're not a Nigerian, please do that on behalf of your nation. If my people which are called by the name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Many times when it feels like our prayers don't have any effect, it's because there's a lot of compromise by the church. God said, if my people, he puts the responsibility on his people, not the government, not on the senators, not on the judiciary, not on the legislatures, not on the executive. But if my people, let's repent from the doctrine of Balaam, from strife, from wickedness, even in the church, from sin, from immorality. Let's go before God for a few minutes and say, Lord, have mercy on your church. Have mercy on us. Open your mouth and pray. Say, forgive us. Say, we acknowledge our sins. We acknowledge our wrong. Yes, the oppression, injustice, nepotism, partiality, tribalism. False doctrines. Speaker-friendly messages. Lascivious living. Debauchery. In your house. Buying and selling in the house of God. Prayerlessness. Disobedience. We repent on behalf of the leadership of the church. We humble ourselves before you. We pray. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. And Lord, you gave us a promise you will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin and heal our land. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now can we stand? Psalm 85. By reason of the blood of Jesus, Father, forgive Nigeria. Amen. Forgive your church. Psalm 85 verse 7. We'll read it out loud. Let's read the scripture first. One, two, go. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. One more time. There's a prayer that a man of God I respect always says. He says, if it remains a nanosecond for you to miss it, let the mercy of God prevail. Amen. Father, if it remains the fraction of a second for Nigeria to miss it, let your mercy break forth for us. Amen. Let it break out to us. Amen. Say, Father, show us your mercy and grant us your salvation. Open your mouth and pray. As we head out to this election, show us your mercy, O Lord. Show us your mercy.
and grant us thy salvation. Show us thy mercy and grant us thy salvation. Show us your mercy. Show Nigeria your mercy. Show Nigeria your mercy and grant us thy salvation. Show us your mercy and grant us thy salvation. Show the church your mercy and grant us thy salvation. Show us your mercy, O Lord. Show us your mercy and grant us thy salvation. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You're going to pray two scriptures. Psalm 9 verse 19. Proverbs 19 verse 21. Don't worry, we'll pray for ourselves. We'll pray a little bit for ourselves. We'll pray for ourselves a lot during this challenge. So let's stand in the gap for our nation. Can you give me the Psalm 9:19 in the New King James? Remember, Jesus urged us to pray that His kingdom will come and His will be done. So the will of God is not automatic. Somebody didn't get that. You know, we always feel, well, if it's God's will, it will happen. No, Jesus said, you will pray that His will be done. You enforce it where His ambassadors, where His envoys. So He says, pray that His will be done. There's nothing like what will be. No. We fight a devil who is fighting. He won't allow what will be to be. He will delay it. The kingdom of God was suffered and the what? And the cute. And the prim and proper. And the violent. Take it by force. Let's read one to go. Arise, O Lord. Do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged here. In this election, let the ambition of a man or people not prevail. Let men and women not prevail. We want the will of God, the ambition of God. However that translates, that is God's own. Our point is to say, God, let your will be done. Our job is to call out and prophesy and insist and decree in the place of prayer, standing in the righteousness that Jesus has imputed upon us by the blood. Amen. The second scripture, Proverbs 19:21. Want to go? Leave it there now. Go back to that. Want to go? There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Let's read it again. Want to go? There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel. Say, Father, concerning Nigeria, in this season, let not man prevail. Let the plans of men, let the plans of a man not prevail. Let the counsel of God, the will of heaven alone that shall prevail. Open your mouth and insist in prayer. Father, we declare our job is to cry out in prayer. We don't know how you will do it. Let the will of heaven be done in Nigeria. As we head into this weekend, governorship, local government, presidential, House of Reps, senators, all across those levels, let the counsel of God stand. Father, disappoint the devices of the crafty, let their hand not perform their enterprise. Only the people that you have willed will find their way to the corridors of power. Let those people that you have planned, that you know, that you have decided before the foundations of the earth, ask this to decree in prayer. Let your will be done in Nigeria. Let the counsel of a man, a woman, a group not prevail. Let everything that will happen be your will, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to pray the prayer of favor again for ourselves. Let me share a testimony that a widow shared with me, a sister that I know who lost her husband a few years back, an ardent follower of our ministry, you know, someone who really loves what we do, encourages, and, you know, the Bible says the Lord gave the word and many were they that word published it. She's one of those publishers. She's always inviting people to Hallelujah Challenge, and then she keeps saying to God, the people I invite always share testimonies. How about me? Now, she has a child abroad in the U.S., schooling in college. And you know what that means if you are working in Nigeria and you are paying school fees in dollars. You know, and people send their children there maybe some a while back, but things have changed. And for a widow who's, you know, who's just struggling to make ends meet and, you know, with her business and stuff, things have not been too good. So she piled up some debt, and it was weighing her down. Now, this is someone who joins the challenge, you know, ardently. But after a while, you know, you can be so overwhelmed, you can't even pray. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed. We are there once in a while. How many of you have been there once in a while? If you are not there, let me congratulate you, the assistant Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus was there. Matthew 26, 38 or so, 30, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. Another translation says he was depressed. Check your Bible. Jesus was overwhelmed. The same Jesus that said, I am come that he might have life. When reality hit him of the cross, he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup. So, we get overwhelmed. So, she was joining yesterday during the favor session. So tired, but she just managed to join and then keyed in and cried out to God and said, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. I'm burdened. She used that word, I'm burdened, and left it. She used her credit card as a point of contact somewhere and said, Father, let your favor rest on this card. All of a sudden, this morning, she got a call from a woman saying, the Lord said to call you. The Lord said, there is something that is a burden to you that I should help carry it.
that I may not be able to carry everything, but I will carry as much as I can. She shared, and a huge chunk of that school fees was taken care of. And we are trusting God that the remaining will be cleared. Now, even out of that which was given her, she still sent a seed to me. I said, why are you still, you've not cleared it. She said, I can't come before a man of God empty, and that touched me. That's the favor of God. Say the favor of God. Let's read Job 33, what? Job 33, 26. Now, favor is not just for material things. The Bible says Jesus grew in favor with God. You know you can have favor with God. In other words, God will just like you. God loves everybody, but he likes some people. There's a scripture I've read, I can't remember it now. The Bible says, and the disciple that Jesus liked, John the Beloved, he agapes everybody. He loves everybody. You know, we are commanded to love. So, love your enemies. So, love is, you don't have a choice, but we don't need to like everybody. By that I mean that you don't need to be fond of everybody. You don't need to hang out with everybody. But God commands you to love everybody. In other words, there was a particular one that Jesus liked his company. Like, hey, my guy, what did they happen? How far, John? That was Jesus' guy. He was his head was always on Jesus' chest. Amen. You can have favor with God. Amen. David was one of such persons. Tonight you're going to cry out for favor. You're going to ask God to encompass you with favor as a shield. Are you ready to pray? Psalm 5 verse 12. Psalm 5 verse 12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor will thou what? Compass him as with a shield or surround. Say, Father! By the way, after we prayed yesterday, somebody sent me a video that I've shared on my wall of Apostle Selman saying he prayed for favor in February. Just to confirm that prayer point. Say, Father! Surround me. Baptize me with favor as a shield. Say, wrap favor around me as a cloth, as a cloak. Open your mouth and pray. A symbol of favor was Joseph's coat of many colors. Surround me with favor as a shield. You are not praying. Put Job 33:26. He says, he shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. So you can pray for favor. You can pray favor. It's scriptural. Say, favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Favor can keep you alive. Favor can distinguish you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, for that word. In Jesus' mighty name. Before I came today, I was praying with Papa Higgins' tongues. My wife and I do that from time to time. You know, I remember when she was feeling ill. She was ill. I introduced that tongue video to her. She just prayed in tongues and that thing disappeared. So from time to time I just play Papa Hagin's tongue video. So I did that before I came. As he was speaking in tongues, the word preferred came to me. Say preferred. The Holy Spirit just reminded me now. Favor makes you preferred. Makes you preferred. Lay your hands on your head. Say, by the favor of God, I am preferred. I am a divine preference. Anytime, any day, for good. Open your mouth and pray. Say, God's favor distinguishes me and makes me preferred amongst men. When there is good, I will be preferred. I will be chosen. I will be distinguished. I will stand out by reason of God's favor. In the name of Jesus, I am the preferred one. Hail, thou highly favored. God is with you. I am the favored one. God is with me. I am blessed. I am the favored one. Because God is with me, I am blessed. I am the favored one, and God is with me, and I am blessed. In my place of work, I am preferred. In school, I am preferred. Wherever there is good, I will be preferred. Your favor is your spotlight on me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before I forget, I need to read that priestly blessing. Numbers 6, 24 to 26. Just place your hands on your head. The Lord said to Aaron and the priest to declare this over his people. And every time they do so, he would place his name on the people. Father, I do as instructed. I declare over your people, myself inclusive, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare that you are the favored one. God is with you and you are blessed. You are the favored one. God is with you. And you are blessed. I declare you are the favored one. God is with you. And you are blessed. May these blessings speak in your life throughout 2023. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Before we wave our journals and blow the trumpet, let me just give this announcement. Tomorrow will be massive. Corrosive. So let's begin from 11:30. You know, we'll connect you to our prayer time to pray in tongues and build expectation. So we have Apostle Selman and Mr. Mesichiwo and the team and yours truly. So tomorrow might be slightly longer. Now, Apostle has sacrificed a lot. He's not supposed to come because of his schedule, but said to me, Pastor Nat, my brother, I have to come now. I have no choice. I said, you have it. No, did he say I have no choice? I don't want to exaggerate. There's something he said. He said, we have to make the sacrifice. He said, I'll make the sacrifice. And he's coming tomorrow. And I said to him, we'll make the arrangements and book your flight. He said, forget about the flight. I'll take care of it. So he's coming on his own terms, booking his flight with his team. And we're going to honor them and honor Minister Messi as well. We have in the house Minister Victoria Orenze. I just didn't want to call her out because she says I'm always harassing her. But we harass her in love. We don't harass ourselves since. Amen. That's how she harasses me. I'll come back from a trip. You say we have to record now. That see how far you brought me. Just 3 days. Now you give me 3 days. 3 days. Just force me. Say, you have to be there. I say, yes, boss. Amen. Celebrate her. I'm sure we'll have her before the end of the challenge. Amen. We have another praise worship leader in the house. Anointed Mama. Mama, Mama. Mama was the voice you heard on Emmanuel. Emmanuel, at the end, that lady. Emmanuel. Hey. Emmanuel. Yeah. Let's sing it one more time. Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Very special set of people joining us, and this is one of my highest points in the challenge. Yesterday I had to call one of the members of our team to say how many people have given their lives to Christ, because that excites me. Christ came to reconcile us and all things back to God, and when he went, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile all people and all things back to God. And that's why every opportunity we have must be given to men to be saved. Let me tell you, if you miss it in eternity, you have missed it forever. If you are a failure in life alone, and you cross over with Jesus, yes, maybe you didn't really fulfill God's plan here, your potential. But you see, when you cross over to that side, you've made it. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Let me paint a picture of eternity without Christ. After you have lived a billion years and more, you haven't scratched eternity. Eternity is not a billion years. When you count a billion years, you start again. Count again. Count again. And it continues forever. The Bible says, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. I beg you today, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, all you need to do is believe in his finished work. In other words, he came, he died, he took your place. All you need to do is believe what he did. Confess it. And have a conviction in your heart, and you will be saved. Stay with me, Lord Jesus. I come to you today. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Wash me in your blood. And write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I declare I am born again. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Are we ready? Lift up your journals. Now, those who gave their lives to Christ, go to our website, hallelujahchallengelive.com. Fill the form, I'll get back to you. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it in faith. Everything written in that book. He was the Lord. Father, let these requests become testimonies. Oh, see what the Lord. What we waited for. So let you go. So let you go. Ask me for strength. Everybody lift your hands straight towards him. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, he was healed. In the name of Jesus, every plant which our Heavenly Father has not planted in his body, let it be rooted up. Let it be rooted out. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow. 11:30 would come on live so you can pray with the team. 12 o'clock we begin. It's going to be amazing. I will start. Invite Mercy Chinwo. Come back again. Apostle will come. And we want Apostle to flow as he's led. Believe me, I'm not inviting him because he's just popular. I'm inviting him because I have seen the prophetic signs that he needs to be here. I've seen those signs. And because we give a lot to prayer in this challenge, the Lord leads us. We stumble on things by his grace. So I know he's supposed to be here tomorrow. It's a divine appointment. Say divine appointment. Now those who want to give and sow and be a part of what we do, go to the website, hallelujahchallengelive.com. You will find a page for partnership. People have said to us, why don't you just display the account? Now, this is why. I've never wanted people to give out of impulse with God. Because, and one thing I find, there are certain times I go to churches to minister, and I really get upset when I'm asked to do that. You know, I go somewhere and people, I get to minister, and when you bless the people, sometimes the host will tell me, please take the offering down, take the offering down. And I'm like, no. You know, that's because when that happens, I have a certain level of control over the people. And whatever you tell them to do, they will do. And people must give willingly. That's my principle. Yeah. Would we have more if we have put the crown up? The day the Lord says, put it, I will do that. So we always want people to who are intentional. So it means that you've paid the price, you've taken out time, filled the form, because there's a disclaimer, you know, so that you give in your right mind. Amen. Because it's so easy. When you are blessed by the challenge, you will just give. And many times out of impulse. So we want the giving to be intentional and by the Spirit. So that's why, just to explain, because people say, okay, why don't you put your account numbers? That's why we want this giving to be intentional and Spirit-led. So go to the website, hallelujahchallengelive.com. If you are led, if you are not, that's fine. Your praise is enough. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Let's give God thanks. Let's speak in tongues, everybody.